Narrative Frameworks 75 Mainstream What is the mainstream? When you see the anti-life operating around you, when you know what life is, and yet the world around you tells you it's something entirely different. When you have established yourself in the principles of life, and yet the world around you only recognizes anti-life, then it's easy to believe that life is wrong. When everybody is caught up in a system that does not honor life, but separates it out, denies the broader context, when everyone is operating as a small cog in a wider machine of cogs, the mainstream is no longer the mainstream of life, the main flow of life. The mainstream is an ode to death. That is, if the majority of people within a society are no longer serving life, but are serving system, serving the imposition upon life. So we need to be re-establishing true terms. We need to be re-establishing these terms in their true positions, beyond impositions. The mainstream is not the blind mass culture. It may appear to be, but this is not the true meaning of mainstream. Mainstream. The main flow. The major flow. Of what? Of nothing but life. Life is the only thing that is to flow. And if the mainstream is anything other than the flow of life on life's terms, then the mainstream is something else. The mainstream is not a stream, but a large stagnant pond. A huge, massive wasteland of souls cut off from life. And when I say life, I don't mean cut off from their own individual activities. That's happening. People are doing their own individual activities. But is the broader context still there? Is the reason, the purpose, the meaning still there? And if it's not, this is what I mean by cut off from life, cut off from the broader view that sees what the body and mind and the body and mind's activities are for. They are for the celebration of life. And yeah, it can take many forms, this celebration. It does take many forms. This is the flow of life. And seeing that life takes many forms, you can accept the flow of these many different forms, but you'd like to see the context intact, to see the awareness within people that activity is not just in service to self, as it is in the system, the death system. Activity is in service to consciousness, to life, to that beauty, to this beauty. The mainstream, as it's called and as it stands in mass culture, is not a stream, it's not a tributary or a stream, it's certainly not a river. There is no flow of life here. Life is the true stream, the truth stream, the only stream of love and goodness, with a capital G. Not the mess of life, but the essence of life, the essence of consciousness. This is the mains. Nothing more main than this. The river, the stream, the tributaries, the ocean. The ocean of consciousness. All streams, all rivers, all flows lead to this ocean. Is the operation of the mainstream, as we see it in the world, the general way of living, is that coming back to the ocean of consciousness, or is it moving further away? We need to be aware of the flow in which we operate, the consciousness in which we operate, the direction that that consciousness takes, and the obscuration of that consciousness into something less than itself, into a lesser form. And what does this look like with an example? So maybe you have two examples. You have healer. So in one sense, you can have two healers, and on the surface of things, what they do is the same. But then, if you look at the quality of being of each of those healers, you might see there are total differences, or at least relative differences, vast differences. A healer that has not healed themselves cannot fully heal others, and is going to be healing, in inverted commas, with the tools of the system, because they're the only tools available. If one has not healed oneself and found tools within themselves to heal others. So the healer that has healed themselves has come into contact, into self reflective, aware consciousness, the awareness that that consciousness is not separate from the consciousness of all that is, and can therefore bring down that greater consciousness, channel that greater consciousness down into the world in order to bring healing. So this example is just to clarify that all this is more subtle than the level of the action in the world. It's the knowledge behind the action. It's the seeing that either enables or does not enable the flow of life. This flow of life is the main stream of life. The flow from ultimate consciousness through relative consciousness. Nothing else has the right to be called mainstream, and yet all sorts of disconnected activity is called mainstream in the world. And the more people engage in it, the more it becomes normal. But this does not make the flow any more healthy, because disconnected activity is not healthy, regardless of how many people live like it is true. It's not going to become true. Health cannot be found in its absence. Health is the flow of life.